welcome everybody to this regular meeting of the Ambrose Recreation and Park District Board of Directors on this gorgeous, beautiful Thursday, May 13th, 2021. Jeff?
All right. Director Torlakson?
Here.
Director Garcia?
Here.
Director Torres?
Here.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Present.
Here.
And Director Hudson?
Present. Moving on.
The agenda is presented.
Thank you, Director Torlakson. Do I have a second?
I'll second the motion.
Thank you, Director Garcia.
All right. Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
And Director Hudson?
Aye. Moving on to the consent calendar. The consent calendar is composed of routine items of business and will be adopted in whole or in part by motion unless a request is made by a board member to remove a specific item. Do I have a motion?
I move we accept the consent calendar and adopt it in whole.
Thank you, Director Torlakson. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Director Garcia.
All right, Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
And Director Hudson?
Aye. We don't have any presentations this evening, so we're moving on to the General Manager's report. Welcome, General Manager. Welcome to the meeting. How are you?
Very well, thank you. I just have a few items this evening. I'm going to kind of defer most of the report to Lori, who's been working on each one of the items that I have listed tonight. We're going to talk a little bit about FEMA. We work with them. They utilized our facility to vaccinate some of our community members. We have the pool coming up pretty soon. Hopefully, we'll have some operations over there, although they'll be limited. Lori will discuss that. And, of course, Ambrose Park, we have a pretty good project going over there and replacing the storm drain and constructing a new restroom along with the ADA requirements for path of travel. There's some insight into when we might start seeing openings of the community center and getting back to some degree of normalcy. So with that, Lori, I'll just go ahead and turn it over to you.
Hey, thank you, Director. First of all, I want to kind of talk about the FEMA partnership. It was a wonderful partnership. It was volunteers nationwide that came. They did the Pfizer and Johnson & Johnson immunization May 3rd through 6th. They had a very organized, very well placement from emergency personnel to patrolling our parking lot. It was fantastic. They will be coming back June 4th for the second immunization for Pfizer. Also a federal Glover's office came. And they did view the site and talk to them. And they decided that on June 12th, they will be doing a Contra Costa County-hosted county-wide immunization at Ambrose Community Center. They'll be doing the same model that the FEMA did. They will be actually adding food and services and community people to make this a very big event. It'll be on June 12th at the Community Center. They are going to do a very intense marketing program to be sure that everybody is aware that that is there in our community, and that's for all of Contra Costa County. We are going to be representing that. As far as the Ambrose Recreation and Park District, our hope is that we will be opening on July 6th. Again, that's dependent on the tiers and the protocols and the procedures that, little ones are coming in. I'm fishing them out. I'm sorry. On the procedures and protocols that will be listed around June 15th. So we're really excited about that. Again, I'm giving you these plans and our hopes for our opening. So July 6th for our community center to be opening. The CC Cafe at this point has received approval from the county to open the senior center also on July 6th. We're discussing right now about the two seating lunch times to avoid large groups. We haven't got the procedures and protocols set in place, but we're in the process of that. Again, there's still a lot of discussion on the safety concerns that still need to be addressed, but we are moving forward with it. And we are currently allowing possible facility rentals then with, we are not currently allowing facility rentals at this time or possibly through the summer, because if there is a COVID outbreak, it'd be very difficult to track all the people that were at this facility, and especially an indoor environment. So we are waiting on that. We are looking to do possibly, we started the rental for Lynbrook. That's moving forward with our sports program as well. As far as the recreation programming, on July 6th, we'll be starting our fitness program. It will be in the auditorium because it'll allow a larger area for social distancing. And then we are currently working on the logistics and the procedures and protocols for our karate class and our dance classes, our youth classes to start. We do not have everything in place with that yet. Again, this has been like 1.5, 2 weeks, so let's get things going. So we do have to wait on the next tier procedures to be sure everything is safe and we're protocol ready. As far as our aquatic center, the Skimper Swim Team, starting on May 5th, have been having swim practice there with, again, the COVID protocols in place. We are really, really pleased to announce they will be there to the end of May, and then they're done there. But we're really excited to announce that last night we received a $10,000 grant from LMCHD for our aquatic swimmer lesson program. So that'll bring about 190 kids, low-income kids, an opportunity to have swim lessons at our pool. I would love to start this on June 14th, but again, I'm waiting for our protocols. We met with the POAB area pool operators last night. We will be meeting with them again in 2 weeks, so the county and all the facilities can be on the same page. Rec Swim, we would like to start that at a minimal capacity, because you're only bringing in an outdoor environment 25%. We're working on the protocols where we can have a sign-in sheet possibly for Rec Swim to be able to track the people that we have in there. And we are hoping we could do this on July 4th. Again, I hate to say this, but I have to wait on the procedure and the protocols that come through, and I have to be sure that we are basically ready to follow all guidelines that are in place. The Ambrose Park is currently closed as we prepare for the construction that Doug had told you about for the replacement of the storm drain system in the park. It's going to be in the middle grass area where they're going to do the construction. We are looking to hopefully get that construction done by July when we open the pool. At that point, we are hoping and we're preparing for the to be able to either bring a porta potty in and to mark off the area, the sections that will be impacted with the bathroom construction and repair. And if we can do that, and hopefully our goal is to open the lion's den and have the park open and the parking lot. So again, I wish I had more concrete dates for you, but we have to be sure everything is in all safety protocols and procedures are in place before we can give an exact date and announce to everybody what we're going to do. You'll probably notice if you've been to the community center, the interior at all, we have repainted the interior of the facility. Starting next week, we're going to start the exterior, so we're sprucing ourselves up and have it ready to go for when we open July 6th. And I do want to mention for our unsheltered, we have been working with the Contra Costa County Human Health Services, with CORE, with our Contra Costa County representatives, to be sure that we do everything properly. We have done placement, we've done shelters for them, we have done food, we've done servicing, and before we did the abatement, and we're going to continue to do that, we still have people that we are placing. We do need to continue to do this process daily, weekly, to ensure that our unsheltered have the opportunity to get the services they need, have people to talk to that need the services they need. They have people to talk to if they're looking for shelter or help or food. So we've been, you know, very involved with that and very happy in partnership with also the county and in partnership with the Spark Point and their human services department. So anything else? We'd be glad to answer any questions.
Any questions from the board?
Yeah, this is Director Torres. I do have a question.
Yes, sir.
Hi, Lori. Thank you so much for the updates. Really excited to hear all this, like, news and everything that's coming. I know everything's very tentative, but my question is regarding the Lions Den, and I know we're waiting for certain, like, dates to reopen and so forth, but are folks able to start booking the Lions Den even, or, like, we have, like, an okay to open up?
We're going to, the construction company within the next week to two will give us a date or a schedule of the construction, which the first thing they're going to be doing is a storm drain before they start the restroom area. So we need to discuss with them that timeline. Once we get that timeline in order and we see it's progressing that way, we'll get a date that say July 1st, you know, we will have it sectioned off the restrooms. And we're done with that project, we will start taking reservations at that time. But I hate to start taking reservations.
Yeah.
I don't have any type of timeline yet.
No, I agree. And that's why I wanted to get clarity on that. Thank you so much, Lori. Thanks for great work.
Any other questions, directors?
Madam Chair, I do have a question for Lori.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Lori, congratulations on the $10,000 grant from LMCHD. On aquatic lessons, and you were saying you were planning to start it on June 14th?
Yes, we would like to. This just happened last night. I would like to move forward on the 14th, but I have to wait till that grant is signed. I haven't gotten the procedures and the protocols from the grant. I haven't gotten the procedures and protocols from the county on opening swim lessons. So once I get that all in order and all my ducks in a row, I will open them as soon as I can. I wanted to start myself on a plan and then modify it after, but I'm working on staffing right now because, again, one of the hardest things in the aquatic or in any type of recreation industry is staffing. Everybody's having a struggle to staff people because a lot of kids aren't coming back to work. So we have, and when you do swim lessons and lifeguards, there is a training, a two-week training process that's involved. So I'm working with all that now. I'm starting to get people trained and get prepared for our opening.
And for which ages of children will be invited to the aquatic lessons?
It's ages 6 to 14.
6 to 14. Mm-hmm. And this will happen if ever it opens on June 14th during construction of the restrooms in the park?
Because people have to, we'll open the gates for people to park for lessons and then close it for lessons and put, parking lot open for lesson participants only.
Okay,
and they'll walk down. They won't be able to go to the park, but you know, when you come down, they'll go right to the pool. We'll have that caution tape to go to where the construction is.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Any other questions for Lori or for Doug, directors?
No.
Thank you so much, Lori, and congratulations on the grant once again and all your good work. You're amazing. Doug, did you have anything else?
No, Madam Chair, that's it from me.
Awesome. Great report. Thank you so much. All right. Moving on to public communications. At this time, the public may make comments on matters not on the agenda, but within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. No action will be taken by the Board of Directors. Written communication received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and may be read into the record at the discretion of the board chair. And like last time, Jessica is going to acknowledge the community member that would like to speak, and then I'll welcome them in, and we'll go from there. Does that sound okay?
Yes. Yes. Jasmine is here.
Welcome, Jasmine.
Good evening. How are you doing, Madam Chair?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. So All right. This is my opportunity to speak, correct?
Please, please do.
All right, great. So I just wanted to give you a few exciting updates about the community garden. I just want to give Doug a big thanks for getting that water turned on. I know it was a super frustrating situation for us all for a very long time, but the water is back on, so the gardeners are all definitely happy again. So I do want to give a big thank you to Doug for working to get that resolved. I also wanted to let you know that historically, I've also tried to let you know about any upcoming events that have happened at the garden, and I'll continue to make that a habit. But I did have a last-minute event that came up. It was hosted by Growing Healthy People for Pittsburgh, which is a community group that advocates for fresh food access. So they are all about community gardens and farmers markets. They came out and did a work day where they weeded and, you know, really spent a beautiful day of community filled with snacks. There were families out there, and Director Torres was able to join us as well. So thank you for that. We do have an upcoming event coming up on May 14th and May 15th, where we will be having volunteers from the Pittsburgh Target joining us. And I am going to be cognizant of the COVID protocols, which we do follow for every single event. We do make sure that everyone is completely masked. I do also have gloves for everyone, hand sanitizer, and Lysol as well. So I just want to let you all know that. So we will be having another event again tomorrow, May 14th and 15th. But we'll be welcoming the community out to come and harvest herbs that we have right now and to plant our PC Master Gardener, Neil Woolworth, will be joining us. He'll be donating a load of plants. And we will also be welcoming a couple of members from the Bay Point Garden Club as well. So looking forward to seeing you all out there. So we also have a standing work day every Tuesday, every first and third Tuesday, excuse me, from 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock. That's been working out very well as well. 2 to 3 volunteers, regular volunteers, every other week. It's been wonderful. We have a mini project coming up. The Boy Scouts are going to be coming out in the next few weeks. They haven't come out just yet to do measurements and things like that, but they have been doing talks of repairing some beds, which they have done for us in the past. So they'll be providing all the lumber for us, and so looking forward to that project and partnership as well. We had a visit from the Contra Costa Water Conservation District, and they focus on sustainable practices and land stewardship, and they were really impressed by the volunteer practices that we have at the garden. So they've asked to come back for some future visits to help us with any future grants or programs that they have.
You ready? You just have that done, Jeff?
That's pretty much all I have. Just that we got two more rentals, so that we have 5 rentals this year. And that's all the updates that I have. Thank you so much, Madam Chair.
Jasmine, what were the hours of your 14th and 15th event?
The 14th and the 15th are going to be 10:30.
Okay. Until what?
Until 12.
12. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Jasmine. All right, Jess, do we have any other members of the public that would like to speak at this time?
No, that was it.
Shoot, Jasmine, I would have let you keep going. Sorry. I thought we were going to have a lot of people. So if we have no other member of the public that would like to make a comment at this time, we're going to be moving on. Okay, moving on to board matters. Individuals wishing to speak on items included on this agenda should inform the chair of their desire to speak upon the chair's request for public comment. Upon recognition from the chair, the speaker should identify themselves and limit his or her comments to the specific item being discussed at that time. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. If, due to technical difficulties, the board of directors is unable to hear the speaker's comments, then the chair may request the speaker to discontinue the call and call in again. First, consider approval of the 2021 2022 Engineers Report is presented by Community Economic Solutions and approval of resolution number 20/21-07. Intention to order improvements and set a public hearing for the Ambrose Parks Assessment District. Is there any member of the public that would like to speak on this item at this time? Do you see anybody, Jess?
Just want to make sure, Jasmine, you have your hand up. Just want to make sure it was for the last. Was it for public comment or did you want to speak on this one?
That's correct. It was for public comment.
Okay. Okay. That's it.
All right, so I'm closing it to the public and bringing it back up to the board, General Manager.
Yes, Madam Chair, this is largely procedural. We do this every year annually to allow us to collect fees from the assessment area. That money is designated in support of Ambrose Park, Ambrose Community Park, and Owls Lane Mini Park. And it's, generally speaking, $36 per parcel, and we've been collecting this since the passages as it was voter-approved in the 90s. This adds another roughly $260,000-$270,000 of income to the general operating budget. So this sets us in motion to be able to collect that. Of course, there has to be a public hearing, which is essentially a Prop 218 protest hearing. We do this every year, and so we set that public hearing for the next meeting in June.
So does that mean, General Manager, that we wouldn't actually make a motion on approval of this at this time? We wait for the public hearing. Is that true?
No, we need an approval on the resolution calling for a public hearing.
Oh, I see. Okay. We're not actually approving the 2021-22 engineers report yet until we've had our public hearing. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. Once the public has an opportunity, if they would like to, they can do that at the next public hearing.
Okay.
But again, this is largely procedural. We do this at the public hearing, and next month we take action on assessing the fees.
Okay, so actually right now I'm just asking for approval of the resolution for the public hearing. I'm not asking for approval of the Community Economic Solutions report as presented, right?
The report is the report. It just indicates what they will be collecting.
Okay.
So you'll be approving the report and the resolution to hold a public hearing for anybody that wants to come up and say, I don't want to pay that fee. Hearings for, but the report is the report. It actually provides information of where the money's collected, how much of the money's collected, and what it is limited in use. So,
got it. I understand. All right. Do I have any questions for the general manager on this before we go for an approval? Any directors?
I don't have any. This is Director Charleston.
Can I get a motion, Ms. May?
I move we approve the 2021-2022 engineers report as presented by Community Economic Solutions and approve the resolution number 20-21/21-07, intention to order improvements and set a public hearing for the Ambrose Park Assessment District.
Thank you, Director Troickson. Do I have a second?
I'll second it, Eva Garcia.
Thank you, Director Garcia.
Okay.
Jeff?
All right. Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlickson?
Aye.
And Director Hudson?
Aye. All right, moving on. Review the preliminary general operating budget for fiscal year 2021 and 2022 and provide staff with direction. Do I have any member of the public that would like to make comments on this item at this time? Can you tell
Jasmine, yes.
Jasmine does?
Yes.
Welcome, Jasmine.
Thank you, thank you. Good evening, Madam Chair, again. So I do just have a question of curiosity as far as what the TURF contract, the line item TURF contract under the Amber's expenses, that's $17,844,000. Is that for maintenance of irrigation costs? I don't know if this is an appropriate time to get answers about that or
no. That's we have a contract. That's for landscaping, pretty much landscape and irrigation. For the park. So it's just a contracted landscape.
Okay, so that's basically for them to maintain and cut the grass.
Yes.
During the year.
Correct.
Okay, and then also, I know that Lori was talking about there being a possibility of the pool being open pending what the county protocols are. And I do see here that two items where there is NASPAR anticipated cost and also the publicity. I guess I'm more curious about the publicity and how that is being, or how does Ambrose usually publicize for the pool and how is that cost?
So the publicity is when we put the classes and all the events on the recreation guide that's mailed out with Pittsburgh, City of Pittsburgh. So we pay them to put our info and classes on their recreation guide.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's all the questions I have this evening. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Jasmine. Do I have any other members of the public that would like that have any questions or comments at this time?
No.
Okay. Then I'm bringing it back up to the board, and am I taking it to you, General Manager, or to Jeff?
Well, I'll just make a couple of brief comments. So just a general overview of the income to let people in our audience understand where the district primarily gets their income. Most of our budget is supported through property tax, and the property tax, of course, can be somewhat volatile. Fortunately, in the Bay Area, well, I guess it's a relative term, Bay Area real estate continues to climb. When it's turned over, it's reassessed at a higher rate, and the district gets an increase in the amount of dollars. The percentage stays the same, but the amount of dollars increases, and that's why we've seen an increase over the past number of years. This year we're predicting $720,000 based on last year's property tax. If it stays the same, then we're prepared for it. If it's a good year, we will certainly make adjustments as we need to at the appropriate time. The other incomes that we have are, of course, the assessment that the board just acted on to collect. That was the voter approved in the 90s, that generates about $270,000. There's no escalator built into that. So when you look at this, it's something that was passed in the 90s at $36 that, of course, cost the business goes way up. So there's diminished returns on that. There's a neighborhood assessment that is for some of the parks that used to be considered county parks, Lindbrook and Boger. There's a group of them that fall within the assessment, and we receive about $51,000 for that. That doesn't quite pay for the services we're providing, so we need to augment that with general fund monies of about $20,000. And then user fees include rec classes and rentals and one lessons, all those things go into user fees. We do get rental income from the county. It's a pretty substantial number for our budget. And then of course we're supported by grants, as Lori just alluded to. We got a $10,000 grant own CHD, and we've had grants from the San Francisco Foundation, Keller. So that kind of rounds out our revenue for our budget. Anyway, with that, I'm going to go ahead and let Lori take it from here and kind of explain some of the things in the budget. She'll just not go item by item, but if the board has any questions, feel free to ask.
You said Lori is Jessica.
You mean Jeff?
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
This is your hour to shine, Jeff.
So I'm sharing this. I'm sharing the screen. Hopefully everyone can see it. This is the income side of the budget. So as he said, a lot of it is assuming normal operations. So it's pretty much the same as if we were open. So a normal year. So not too many changes on the income. The only thing would be the teen center. So we're going to be covering the first half of the fiscal year, hoping to bring in grants to help with the second half. So that's pretty much the only thing in income. Let me try to get the expense up.
Oops. Are we moving on to expense, Jeff?
Yes.
Okay.
So again, I did note a lot of it is saying assuming normal operations. So I'll just go over the not so usual ones. So the first one, our receptionist is retiring in October at the end of this year. So we are going to get a replacement. So this person will start as a part-time assistant. So that's what you see here. So the $3,500, she'll be doing the office assistant position for about 2 months, and then we'll be moving her or him to a admin position. So we're going to be changing the receptionist position into an admin because of all the work it entails. So it's not just answering phones. They actually do reports and set up meetings and set up, they do more than just answer phones. So we're going to change that into admin. So there's no election this year. So that zeroes out. Sorry, can't scroll. Let's see, second page. We filled a vacant full-time maintenance worker position, so that reduces the part-time maintenance worker expense there. And that's for maintenance. Let's go down. Okay. For Anuta, was it Anuta Park? We actually had a fence repair, which is why this fiscal year the budget was set at $1,500. So it's down. We're gonna move it back down to $500, which is the usual year. So that's it for that one. Let's see. And for the grants. Because we're not sure what grants we're going to get this year, but we are going to be able to move anything we don't use from this fiscal year to the next fiscal year. So any grants that we receive this fiscal year, if it's not fully expended, we will be able to move it over to the next fiscal year. So because I wasn't sure how much we'll have left, I didn't want to add anything on there yet, but we do have some funding for that. And that's about it.
Do I have any questions from the board of directors for Jeff?
No, thank you for being so thorough.
Yep. How about you, Director Trollickson?
No questions. I just don't see Zoom.
Yeah.
There somewhere.
Oh, for Zoom.
Well,
the account that we're actually using now was donated to us from by our IT, Peter. So he's donating his account to us.
Thank you. I didn't know that.
Yes.
So that saves us a lot of money. Well, thank you very much. And thank you to Jessica. Budget Committee for a great job on this. Thank you.
Thank you.
Director Torres, do you have any comments or questions for
No questions at this time, and just so much appreciation for you, Jessica, for putting this together. It's a pretty big packet this month, so I know it's a lot of paper, so thank you so much for your hard work.
Thank you.
And my dear friend, Lupe Lopez Garcia, who can barely talk, do you have anything that you want to say, hon?
No.
Okay. Well, I wanted to thank our budget committee, Director Garcia and Director Lopez Garcia, for looking after the budget for the board and working with Doug and Jess on it. And I would, so thank you for your time on that, you guys. And then I just wanted to thank Jessica for her good work, and she's always really helpful. Like, if I ever have a question, I don't have to wait for these meetings. I can just call her up and ask her, and she's really super clear. She really helps me understand anything I don't know. So thanks again, Jess.
Thank you.
For everything that you do. I really appreciate it. And I guess that's it. All right. So public hearing, we don't have any. Closed session, we don't have any. We're moving on to committee reports, board comments, and items for next month's agenda. This is within the scope of the Annabeth Recreation Park District. Why don't we start with you, Director Torlakson?
Thank you, Madam Chair. First of all, thank you for the packet again, Jessica. A lot of work in there. And thank you, Lori, for all your work in the recreation side. Very excited for our opening. Also, a big thank you to Jasmine, that even though we all flew, the community garden is open in some way, that we're able to have the community join us in most of the events that are there, and your work on the community garden is really appreciated by a lot of people. I will see you there either tomorrow or Saturday. And thank you to Doug, of course, for being our good leader, and the rest of the staff. We are moving on. I'm hoping that we will meet in person, but otherwise, thank you for the Zoom and having it free. That's it.
Thank you, Director Torlakson. Director Torres.
Hi, thank you, Madam Chair. Yeah, I just, again, want to echo what Director Torlakson just said about the great event at the Garden. I was present there last month, and it was really great to see the community come and participate. Just want to give a shout-out to Shasa and Elise and Isabella, who were there. Isabella, by the way, is a baker, and she brought, like, these amazing, like, homemade pastries that were so delicious. The next time she's out there, and if you guys get a chance, please make it out there. They were so delicious, and it was just really amazing to see the community effort in pulling out weeds. And I think the event was for 2 hours, but most of us stayed for like over 3 hours because we were just having so much fun with each other. So thank you again, Jasmine, for putting together that great event, or hosting the great event that day. And also I was able to attend the community cleanup at the Clearland property this past Saturday. Huge turnout. I showed up early. I was there like at 8:45, hoping to beat a line. There was already a line there, though, so it was good to see a lot of people in the community using that opportunity and using our space to remove any, like, you know, furniture, appliances they may have, you know, got rid of at a dump, which is very expensive, you know, and this probably also avoided some, you know, illegal dumping in the area. So it was such a great event to see. And I just give so much appreciation to our staff for all the hard work that they're doing, and especially and particularly for being able to coordinate and host that COVID vaccine site last week. It's just such an important resource that we have here at the district, with having the center like that to host these events. So thank you so much for all the hard work that Lori and General Manager and Jessica are doing. And that's all I have for tonight.
Director Garcia.
No, nothing. It's already been said. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Director. Director Lopez Garcia.
Ditto on all the good things, but positive. Thank you.
Awesome. All right. I would like to thank Lori for all the work that she does. It amazes me, her reach, and also how generous she is with her time and talents. I've been able to call her and ask her any question, and she's been so helpful. I think it's a real indication of what an awesome general manager we have, that he surrounds himself with really high-quality employees, and we're just so blessed with the people that work for this district, Jess and everybody else. So I can't say enough about what I think about the work that a general manager does, and it just slows down. Like I said, whoever I call, whether it's Jess or Lori or Randy, I mean, I get whatever answer, whatever question I have answered, and they're always really generous with their time. And I also wanted to say that I really love our community garden. I'm so appreciative of what Jasmine has done in our garden and continues to do. I really do hope that in the future when there's events that we have a lot of notice to the board, whether it's through Doug or through Jessica, because I have a whole group of neighbors that would have wanted to come out a couple weekends ago, and tomorrow and Saturday, I just don't know if it's too late of a notice to give them, but, you know, as much notice as we can get would be great, because I know there's lots of people that would really, really want to support our garden. And I think that's it. I'm just really excited about the fact that we might actually be meeting in person soon. And I wanted to thank everybody, including the members of our public, all these months for being so patient with this process. And I hope you appreciate that we've done our best to make sure that we have these meetings every month so that everybody had a chance to stay up to date. And that's all I have. Do I have a motion, directors?
Turn to June's meeting, our regular meeting in June.
And all those in favor?
Aye.
Say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Do I have any more?